Hey everyone, welcome back to another life video. So these videos are about all ages, all things, just about life in general. And today I thought I'd share with you my five best tips for success in life, or maybe just like life in general. And it's really sunny down here, so if I'm squinting, sorry. All right, so here we go. Number one, I think if there's something that I've done over the years which maybe I could have done differently is don't be in such a rush to achieve success. Like, I've learned over the years that there is no actual destination. Sure, there's things you achieve along the way, but the actual real juice is in the journey. It's like enjoying the process is where the most fulfilling part is, because when you get there, or somewhere where you want to reach, you get to this point, and then there's another one, and then there's another one, and there's another one. But when you actually get it, it's like, okay, what now? And I really think that I could have enjoyed the journey a lot more, enjoyed the process of it and that excitement of building something. And no matter where you're at right now, whatever you want to achieve, probably find the fun in that. And I think it would make it so much more fulfilling, because I was always in such a hurry to achieve this success thing in my mind. And if you're doing what you want to do, like, it's fun anyway. So I reckon the key is just really going after that thing that you want to do. Like, when you look back, and if you're not doing that calling inside of you, I reckon it creates uneasiness inside later, and it makes It's just not a good feeling. It's almost like you can't replace that time gone. So you're better off taking a leap of faith and doing what you want to do. Give it a big crack, because you're just feeling the calling of it. And then enjoy the building, even if you've got no money. Like, I know that's stressful, but if you've got no money, like, it's going to work out, because you're doing what you want to do. So just enjoy that exciting part of it and all the opportunities and potential in that, because that's where the juice is, I reckon. Number two, the happier you are, the easier life will be, plain and simple. The happier you are, the easier life will be. And over time, and these are just my five tips. It's like, yours might be different or other people's might be different, but I've learned that the calmer and the happier you are, life just seems to be good. And I haven't always been like that. You know, anxiety and anxiousness, and I don't know if that's the same thing, is it, Jack? But it's like, and you know, that intenseness is probably like made my ride bumpier. Then now I've learned that to iron it out, you just got to get happy, and then things like come in your way. So happiness is really the center point. Number three, mistakes are they're as much of the process as good decisions. You know, we tell teenagers and things, make good decisions. But I don't know. Mistakes are just as important, because mistakes can actually make you find your path better and firm it up. So if you have made mistakes, if your life has gone off in the ditch a little bit, don't be too hard on yourself, because it's actually your way of creating your navigation system. So just be okay with it. Like, who cares? You're stuffed up. Get on with it. Make the next decision and the next decision. How do you know if it's the right decision anyway? Sure, there's good decisions and not so good decisions, but sometimes you just got to give it a crack and try it and see how you feel. And then you can make your decision from experience. So there's two ways to learn: from other people's experience or your own. I'm a bit of I'll learn from my own experience, but as I've got older, I'm able to learn from mentors and stuff. But sometimes you just need to try it. If you stuff up, you stuff up. Just move forward. Number four, emotional intelligence is your greatest tool for success. Handling your emotions and being a master of your emotions will be the thing that will create success faster than anything else. Faster than hard work, faster than whatever else. It's like, emotional intelligence is the key. When things don't go right, staying steady, learning how to do that. When you're feeling like you really want something, not going to that desperate state. Not being in that need place and giving off that energy. like learning how to center yourself within the universe to find the good things. If I had to do a lifelong course in anything, I wouldn't go to uni. I would study energy and emotion. That's what I would do. That's me. I know people are watching this going, oh, you're saying uni degrees are no good. I'm not saying that at all. You need them if you're going to do other stuff. But I think in a lifelong pursuit of mastery and success, emotional intelligence is the key to forming a life that you want, for sure. For sure. Because it brings other things to you. We could do a whole video on that, but I want to keep this one short. Number five, money is important. Money is important. It's not a bad thing. And don't pretend like you don't want it, because it's like, people are like, oh yeah, money's not that important. Yeah, it is. It actually is. Because how much money that is for you is up to you, but money allows you to do things. So you just can't let it be your ruler. So you've got to, it's not giving up your life for money, it's making money improve or enhance your life. So being great at something, the money will just come anyway. So do something you really love, enjoy the process, take as long as you need, the money's gonna come because you're gonna get good. Money's an exchange for your talent, for your ability, for your expertise. That's what it is. It's the exchange for your time, for how good you get at something. So it's like a reflection. So how amazing you get at something, that's sort of like the money, and then this scale, and then it just comes and comes and builds and builds and builds. But money is very handy, and I think to give yourself opportunity and choice and whatever, you only need a certain amount to live, but having excess is great because you can help other people, you can improve your life, you can create passive income so you don't have to work anymore, but you work because you choose to, not because you have to. What a powerful place to be. So don't put money second in your life, as in like, oh, you know, money's the root of all evil and all this sort of stuff. It's not at all. Money's fantastic if you make it work for you. Just like you building your career or building a business or building your life, have money work for you at the same time. Learn about investing early on and have money increase your position in life. So I think it is quite important. I'm gonna leave you on one bonus topic, and that's getting fit. So I look at all ages, and I look at, you know, this is for 15-year-olds and for 50-year-olds. And I see some people, they get, you know, it's almost like they lose their way with keeping themselves, you know, fit in some way. And it doesn't take much. I'm not talking about being an Ironman or something like that. I'm just talking about keeping yourself mentally and physically in tune so you can perform at your highest levels. I think this is very important, and it is a lifelong thing. Choosing to eat well, choosing to do short amount of exercise just to keep your body moving. It's like a car. If you leave a car in the garage too long, the battery goes flat, the thing seizes up, it doesn't work properly. So if you don't have some sort of maintenance program for your own body, it's gonna seize up. Things aren't gonna flow as well. And if you wanna get through this life and create the best version of you along the way so you can have the best version of life, it's really important. It's important to take care of yourself. It's important to maintain your flexibility and also to maintain your inner self. If you can do that, your life will be fantastic. Just with those points there, your life will be fantastic. You don't have to be the best at what you do. You just have to be the best version of you. And if you can do that consistently through life, I think you'll look back later and say, my life is pretty cool, I'm satisfied, now I'm ready to die. Or whatever. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. I'll do lots more of these. And if there's anything else you want me to cover, just let me know. Look forward to seeing you in the next video.